And now, back to brainstorming with Billy.
A perfectly good brain wasted.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Welcome back. This is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain here on KKZZ, Positive Talk Radio for Ventura County. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is marketing and jobs. Each of my three guests is discussing what's new in marketing, either marketing your product or service or marketing yourself. My first guest is ranked as one of the top influencers on Twitter in the entire world. We discussed his theory of unmarketing. My second guest is a sought-after expert in human relations and employment trends. She gave us her top 10 employment trends for the year 2011. My next guest is a pioneer in the online employment industry, dating all the way back to 1997. He's developed the 1-2 resume submission strategy, and he'll tell us the real secrets of finding a job. If you're unemployed or if you just want to talk to Rick, you can call us at 639-0008. Rick Gillis, as I said, is a pioneer in the online employment industry. He was instrumental in introducing the first local employment website to the greater Houston market. Since 1997, Rick has aggressively studied the practice of job seeking from the perspective of both the employer and the employee. It's on this observations that he has based and written his recent book titled The Real Secrets to Finding a Job: Make Me Money or Save Me Time. Rick understands the technological and the mechanical aspects of the employment business. This knowledge has helped him to create this 1-2 resume submission strategy. The first part is the short form or pre-resume, followed by the longer form resume, and we'll talk about that with him. Welcome to the show, Rick. How are you today?
I'm very well, Billy, and thank you very much for having me. And before we go too far, I want to tell you, this is just a very smart show. I mean, Scott Stratton on Twitter, Joyce Joya talking about trends. I think everybody was spot on, and I hope I enhance what they've already said.
Well, that's very kind of you to say, and I know that you are, because you're my subject matter expert when it comes to the whole idea of employment. So let's get to it right now. If you look at the job market at the beginning of 2011, from whom is it harder to find a job, a recent college graduate or an unemployed baby boomer?
I'll tell you what, I thought that was a fair question you asked Joyce, and I thought it was a fair answer she gave you. I'm going to say both. Let me tell you what, Billy, my concept is it's the one who best presents themselves. The fact is, job search is competitive. It's highly competitive. And one of the things Joyce mentioned specifically, which you may not know, but she mentioned a brand name, Taleo. Mm-hmm. Taleo is one of the premier applicant tracking system software creators. They're the vendor of one of these amazing modules that creates, that includes resume filtering. Resume filtering is the game the job seeker has to know today in order to be competitive. And don't think of this as good or bad. It just is, and it has to do with the onslaught of information that recruiters, hiring managers, business owners receive on a daily basis. When they put out a posting, for them to get 200 or 300 resumes, or, and it's not uncommon for the giants to get 2,000 or 3,000 resumes in response to a single posting, how do they sort through all that? They use that software.
All right. Well, that's one of the most interesting parts about your presentation, and I want to focus in on that. We will come back to Taleo in just a minute. But and that is really your whole perspective, and what you teach people is that employers are out there. They're not looking to select the right candidate. They're looking to disqualify wrong candidates. So elaborate on that, yes, and tell us why that's so important if you're a job seeker.
One of my personal favorite quotes, you'll see it on my website, is job search is no longer about selection. It's about elimination. And it has exactly everything to do with what I was just saying. The fact is, there are so many people applying. And I'll tell you, you know, Billy, a few weeks ago, I was watching 60 Minutes, and Scott Pelley had a group of the segment was called the 99ers, and it was Northern California, and it was these people who had reached 99 weeks of unemployment. And honestly, I wanted to just throw rocks at the TV because fully 30% of those people, if not more, were in that situation not because of their lack of skills or talent or experience or even people looking for them. They did not know how to play the game.
Well, that is an interesting point because, yes, there is playing the game, and then there's the backside of that. You have to have the available slots. I mean, we talked about it. We're at 9.8% unemployment right now. Not everybody is looking to hire, and as Joyce pointed out in the earlier segment, only the big companies are really looking to bring people on right now. The small and medium-sized companies are scared to death because of the new regulation on healthcare that's coming their way this year. So if there's not a spot to go for, that just means there are hundreds of more people going for the one or two spots that are available, right?
That is true. However, let's go to another point here and maybe get your audience tweaking their mindset a little bit. One of the things that I stress, and the subtitle of my book You know, the book is The Real Secret to Finding a Job. The answer is the subtitle, Make Me Money or Save Me Money. Now, if you can go somewhere, and I regularly tell people, don't be afraid to go to apply to a place where they don't necessarily have any openings. I was advising a client yesterday who's in the Hispanic Latin advertising business. He's an absolute master of what he knows, an older man. And I told him, I said, you need to go apply to these major agencies in Chicago, Dallas, Los Angeles, New York, and tell them how you're going to be a rainmaker. Express to them how you're going to bring value to their organization. Because I asked him, I said, can you bring a book of business? And he said, yes. I said, well, who's going to say no to you?
Right.
If you can go in and make money for them, they're going to say yes, and that, of course, includes, you know, bringing other positions on as a result of yours. So always be thinking about how I can be the solution to the problem, how I can add value to an organization, how I can solve your problem. Because nobody hires because they want to. They hire because they have a need.
Now, that's exactly
go
true.
Go and create that need.
All right, we're talking to Rick Gillis. But, Rick, let me just challenge you on that for just a mm-hmm. moment if I can. Because, mm-hmm. yeah, that's great. This guy that you gave us, the example of the Hispanic marketing guy, may have a book of business that he comes there. But from a pragmatic standpoint, the agency that ends up hiring him has to either do one of two things, fire somebody who's already there to make room for him or create a new opening for him. And, yes,
you know,
he does
I'll
bring
go
book.
With number two.
Okay.
Billy, honestly, I will go to number two. And now if he replaces somebody, that's counter the effect I'm trying to go for here.
Right.
The fact is, I'm going to go with the idea that, hey, you can add somebody, because if you go in, and I've done this myself several times, Billy, and I mean, so this is from personal experience. When I go in and express to somebody how I can add value, they're not going to let me leave until they make a space for me. They may not even have space, and they're going to make it, and then it's up to me to prove myself.
Right.
So I've got to deliver, you know.
Okay, that's good. Now, I want to return back to Taleo. We talked about that before. It's the software that helps to screen resumes. Let's talk about it from the mechanical side of applying for jobs online, software like Taleo that is between you and the position that you seek. Mm-hmm. What are some of the tips and tricks that you can teach us about getting through the software that's doing the screening so that you at least have the opportunity to interview for that job?
Okay, once again, I want anybody who's listening who would like to go to my website. It's rickgillis.com. I have samples of my resume format that I've actually created that are there. They can see there's no cost. And we'll talk about that a little bit later because
yes,
I have free downloads available for them as well.
Oh, great.
But more importantly, if you go to my sample resume, go to the bottom of the page and notice in small type, like the fine print, in an insurance policy or something, it says keywords. Now, here's the deal, Billy. What you have to do is your resume, in order to get found by this software, has to virtually mirror the job posting. Now, that's a really critical component. It has to mirror the job posting. And in the body of your normal resume, you're not going to have all the terminology in there. And this includes terminology, let's say CNC machinist or SAP or Oracle analyst, and or include such terms as articulate, professional appearance, on time. Those are also key words, and they need to appear in your resume because the person who best most closely matches that job posting is going to come to the top of the pile. So let's just say we receive 300 resumes for this position, and I go and start searching based on matching that posting, which is how this is done.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this software is very elegant. It's really good stuff, and Taleo is only one of 50-odd major vendors out there providing this stuff. So if I can match if your resume pops to the top, it's going to be because it had most of that closest terminology. Now, in the body of your resume, you would probably not normally include something like articulate, pay attention to detail, etc. So you're going to insert these words, and this is my concept. You're going to insert these words at the bottom of the page in a small font. They are not being put there for the recruiter or interviewer to see. They're being put there for the software to read, to get you pushed to the top. Now, what's important is this is also part of my one-page, short-form pre-resume concept. And the concept, the reason I call it a pre-resume, is it precedes your long-form document. This is an abbreviated, punchy, on-target, on-point resume based on your previous accomplishments. And once again, the sample is there. You can go look at it. The other thing I want to tell people, it is critically important they put the job title in their in a seeking statement at the top of the page under their contact information that says, I am seeking a position as a chemical engineer at Dow Chemical Company reference number. The reason for this is you have to, there's a federal ruling that says that you must declare specific, that all companies who are collecting this data, and it's a real long, convoluted Department of Labor discussion. I'm not going to go into all that for you. But there is the Department of Labor, Office of Federal Contract Compliance. You can go Google all this. And Google just declares specific interest. And what this ruling states is that all federal agencies and any company with 50 or more employees is required to keep gender-specific, gender and ethnicity data.
Okay.
So when people are applying, they'll see a thing where it says, ask for their gender and their ethnicity. A lot of people think it works against them or for them. It doesn't matter. It's going to another direction. It's another place. But the point is, that information, if you do not declare a specific interest for the position, they do not have to consider your resume. This is crazy, but it's true. It's really important.
Okay.
And so how do you declare a specific interest? You declare it by stating the job title exactly as it is in the posting.
All right. Now, that's a lot of stuff. We're talking to Rick Gillis, everybody, the author of the book, The Real Secrets to Finding a Job, Make Me Money, Save Me Money. And let me just repeat back what I think I've heard you say. First of all, in the pre-resume, you have to have a seeking statement that is very specific. That goes to the point you were making about the law right there.
Exactly.
Then you have to show your selected accomplishments, what you have done. And that is really kind of the key. It may not necessarily be a regurgitation of the job positions that you've had, but
correct,
tell me what you have done at those jobs. And then thirdly, keywords. Keywords are the master to all of this. And you put those keywords in a small font at the bottom of the page, and you just cram as many keywords in there as possible. Rick, just give us an idea. How many keywords should you have on a typical resume? Is it one? Is it 100? Is it 1,000?
Let me tell you what. That's a great question, because first of all, in my book, I tell you to put your generic keywords, those ones that remain all the time. If you were having a beer or a cup of coffee with your peers, the terminology you would talk about, that should go at the bottom, never change. Then you can massage and enhance it by adding terms that are specific to any posting. So that's a great question. I actually worked with a guy one time, and he landed as an IT analyst, a very serious position with BHP, Billiton, you know,
wow, yes,
gold mining company.
Mm-hmm.
And he showed me his pre-resume. He came to me. I saw him at a job fair. And he said, Rick, would you mind if I show you my pre-resume? And I said, sure, look at, you know. I looked at it, fully one-third of the page. One-third of the page was 8-point keywords.
Well, I was going to joke with you about that. Yeah, okay,
yeah.
Go on.
And it was, and I looked at it and I said, Sean, what's the deal? And he said, it's working for me. He got the job.
That's
so
great.
I'm not going to tell you there's any right or wrong. I'm going to say, take my information and use it the way that best suits your need.
All right, we're talking to Rick Gillis, everybody. His 1-2 resume submission strategy is what we're talking about. It's a way to get through some of these softwares like Taleo and the others that screen out the resumes for people who are applying for jobs.
And screen in.
That's a good point, too. I should have made that point as well.
Rick,
I'm going to put you on the spot right now. Give us some idea of what are the success rates for your 1-2 resume submission strategy versus the normal success rates if you just randomly submit your resume.
You know, that's a fair question, Billy, and I got to tell you, honestly, I have great success with that. I don't have any hard numbers. I don't work with a lot of clients one-on-one. I do a lot of public speaking. If you go to my website, you'll see a lot of testimonials on there. I don't solicit testimonials ever. So I've had a lot of experiences. I've had a lot of people call me back. To give you a hard number, I'd be lying to you. I'd be making something up.
No, I don't want you to do that, and that's a very honest answer, so I thank you for that. So in this hyper-competitive world where there are so many unemployed seeking those few job strategies there, your book stands out as one of the kind of the, if you will, keys to success that people just aren't telling you right now. Where is your book available, Rick?
You know what? Amazon. So the best thing to do is go to rickgillis.com, and that's G-I-L-L-I-S. I can link you over to Amazon.com from there. You can buy it. But right now, I have the college version and the principal book available as free downloads on my website. They are there through January 15th. Totally free. I'm not even collecting email addresses. It's my way of paying it forward. So if you go to rickgillis.com and scroll down the middle of the page, you will see the links. Download it. pass it around, share it. It's really important. I think people need this information.
Oh, I think that that's marvelous. Again, it's Rick Gillis, GILLIS.com. And until January the 15th, those two ebooks are available for you to download for free.
And download them both.
All right. I think that that is great stuff. Now, Rick, looking back over this, if you had to just sort of summarize for my listeners in just a couple of sentences in the few minutes, a few seconds that we've got left, if you were trying to differentiate yourself, make yourself stand out in the market today, what steps would you take?
Billy, it's not about you. Keep that in mind. It is not about you. The person who puts "I am seeking a rewarding and challenging career" on their resume is dead. The person who can go in and say, "As a result of my experience, as a result of my education, I am capable of," and finish that sentence, you're the one that's going to get some attention.
Ah, that is great. I appreciate it. We've been talking to Rick Gillis, everybody, who is the author of the book, The Real Secret to Finding a Job, Make Me Money or Save Me Money. Rick, it has been a delight. Thank you so much for being our guest here on Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We'll talk to you down the road.
Billy, thank you. Anytime, buddy.
Thanks. Appreciate it. We'll talk to you soon.